Sports Radio. I'm joined in the studio by Monica Fernandez of the charity One to One. Hello, Monica.
Hello, everybody.
Now, do tell us, what is One to One all about?
One to One, to give it its full title, is One to One Northwest Surrey, is a charity that runs social activities in the evenings for adults with learning disabilities. We run three activity nights. Tuesday night, which I actually run in Chertsey. There's one in Staines on a Wednesday and another one at Burview Hall in Walton on a Thursday. It's mainly run by volunteers, but we do have activity leaders overseeing each of the evenings. I oversee the Tuesday night one. Wednesday night has got another activity leader. At the moment, we're running just with volunteers on Thursday at Burview. Oh, it started up just over 20 years ago because at that time, adults with learning disabilities were placed in institutions and they didn't actually have the opportunity to go out and experience the outside world. It was like they were shut away and people outside on the street didn't actually know how to interact with them. So a group of American ladies came over to this country, formed the American School in Surrey, and they started organising tea parties and decided that they would invite these adults who were based in Surrey at Chertsey at St Peter's Hospital. The name of the place actually escapes me at the moment, if I'm honest. And they would invite one or two people from there along with ladies from there to come to the tea party. And then they would act as befrienders, and the befrienders would take these people out, the adults with learning disabilities, into the community. They would take them to visit their families, or they would take them to the shops, to the pubs, restaurants, and give them an experience outside. Well, now nobody actually is shut away like that. Our members at One to One are all, they're living either in care homes or they're living independently with as much care or as little care as they need, or they're living at home with their parents. And they come out to these activity nights and meet up. It's like a club for them. And we arrange activities such as bowling, bingo, sing-alongs, discos, parties. And the evenings are mainly run by volunteers. We do have, as I say, an activity leader for each of the evenings. And I oversee everything by organising monthly diaries from our office. And I'm based in Staines.
Botley's Park, that's the name you forgot.
That's
I read
right.
Your website, you see.
Yeah, thank you. That's great. We got one hit on the website. Way. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice on your website, bingo night in Chertsey, race night in Staines. I think these have just happened, haven't they, these ones? Or are they?
I think they've just, yeah, we had a bingo night a couple of weeks ago. And we actually did Christmas bingo because silly me forgot to bring the bingo cards down. That's a sort of activity night we have, but it's all fun.
Well, what's Christmas bingo? Often bingo at Christmas. What's
Christmas bingo? It's picture cards. It's a bit like children's lotto. They've got a card. The members have a card with Christmas things on, like a holly wreath, a snowman, or a candy stick.
Yeah.
And then I will draw out a corresponding card and call it. And they have to match up their cards that they have on the tables and put them on. Rather than mark off the card, they cover it up with a little counter that has the corresponding picture on it to what I've just called. So I might say a green snowman.
Yeah.
And that is a snowman with a green background.
Well, that sounds a lot better than normal bingo. It's just numbers. It's boring, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
So I mean, Christmas bingo, much better.
Much better. Yeah, we did that, as I say, because I had forgotten... I had forgotten the normal bingo cards.
So you have to forget them every time from now on.
I will, definitely, I will.
So it sounds like there is no typical sort of evening if they're all sort of wildly different like this.
Yeah, tonight I'm running boccia.
Boccia.
Boccia. That's it's an Olympic sport. If I
oh, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. From the Paralympics.
That's right.
Oh, yes. And you. It's bowling, isn't it?
It with softballs. I did it at Burview last week, and they were extremely noisy. Supposed to be run in silence, but they were even noisier than my group on a Tuesday night. So we have to see how we go tonight. But half the fun is me standing there saying, "This is an Olympic sport, you know, and we're supposed to run it in silence." And everybody just laughs and we collapse. And I get the Black and Decker tape out to measure the distances between the balls, you know, to find out which team's
won. Good.
Yes, that's right. And I have a card which is red and blue, denoting which team goes, which coloured balls go.
Yeah.
Red and blue. Because, as I said, I'm not supposed to speak. But that, you know, that just doesn't happen.
It needs rules.
Yeah. No, I have to do that. Later on in October, we've got the Halloween disco, which gives everybody a chance to dress up.
To dress up.
That's right. So we have ghosts and ghouls and lots of fake blood and bandages. And I put on my best hat and wig and try and scare everybody.
It does sound like it. You have a great laugh at these
we
evenings.
We do. It really is a fun evening for them. And it is fantastic. If I have a hard day in the office in the morning, and I think, I've got to go out again in the evening. But that feeling soon dissipates once you get in there. You set up the hall and they all trundle in. And they're so kind and loving and full of fun. You just forget all your own troubles.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful time. During the evening, there is a break for refreshments. And they have usually a cake or a biscuit and a drink, soft drink. And then we have a news slot afterwards. So those who want to contribute to it have the opportunity to give their own news.
That's nice.
And then sometimes I will give them some news of my own as well, trying to get them to come along to events. Like our event we had recently was at Hollycombe Park down in Liphook. One of our volunteers' mothers, she very kindly gave us a large donation which covered the cost of a coach, because we wouldn't be able to cover that. We try and keep the costs down for members. I mean, each week we just charge them £3. We keep that in the kitty to cover either hall charges and also the refreshments and anything we might need, any resources we need for evenings.
Do you not get any help from the council or anything like that?
We get small donations from Spelthorne and Runnymede, but we don't get maybe Elmbridge, but that might just be £1,000 or £2,000. But we don't get large funding. Recently, we have been very fortunate. Our chairman secured some funding from the FEOFEES of Chertsey. And then we had they applied to the Walton charity and they gave us some money. That will actually keep us going for about another 12 months. But after that, we will still be seeking more funding. We've got daily running costs, one of which happens to be my salary, which is minimal.
Because you're the only person.
I am the only salaried.
Everybody else is volunteers, aren't
volunteered,
they?
Volunteered,
so
yeah.
You rely so much on volunteers.
That's
don't you?
Right, we do. We you know, love volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers to come and help out. And I stress to everybody that it is such a fun evening. And when if anyone does contact me through the local volunteer bureaus, I say to them, well, you don't have to attend all three evenings. Just come to one which is nearby where you live. And then come for a couple of weeks, see if you like it. If you like it, then sign up. We get you to just fill out a form with your contact details. Then we go through all the process. And then you're a fully sort of paid up member, or unpaid up member, actually. And we're also looking for members as well to expand our groups to keep us going. Because if we are applying to any of the councils for funding or any grant bodies, that we have to justify our existence. So they expect us to have a certain amount of members on our books.
Members in this case means the adults with
the adults with learning disabilities. We refer to them as members. I think outside agencies, the care homes, etc., we refer to them as service users.
but they're members to us. And in fact, they're just like friends to us as well. I mean, our AGM is just one friend fest, really. It's not like a normal AGM at all. And there's food as well on offer. Our members love their food.
Now, I know about you guys through friends of mine, Tinny and Julian, who go along. They go along to the Walton one.
Yes.
And they absolutely love it, I know that. And they just say the people are all so nice.
They are.
But Julian does complain, though, there's a lady he plays Scrabble against, and she keeps beating him.
Oh, I'll have to find out who that is. It's not me. It's not me. I mean, I go down there occasionally to help out if they're short of volunteers, if anyone's away on leave. Like I say, I did botcher down there last week, and I've come down when they've had a disco running. I've gone down just to be an extra helper for the group while, you know, they're all, you know, some of them are away.
Now, you also have weekend events, don't you?
Yes, but we...
What sort of things?
Right, well, the last one I just touched on was a day out at the beginning of August. We went down to Hollycombe Steam Park in Liphook. Yeah. A volunteered mothers, she very kindly donated a lump sum of money to us. And we were able to use that to pay for a coach. And then all the members paid for was the discounted rate of the entry down to the park. And our chairman, who celebrated a landmark birth... Not our chairman, I'm sorry, our treasurer. She celebrated a landmark birthday this year. She very kindly paid for ice creams for everybody. Everyone was encouraged to bring along a packed lunch, even though they've got a super cafeteria down there. And we had our own lunch room. And people had their packed lunch or they went into the cafeteria. That's the sort of thing we do. We used to run a lot more weekend events, such as boat trips, picnics. But because of our funding has been cut back a lot, we can't afford to go out now much at weekends. I mean, many years ago, there was a once-a-month bingo session at the Eileen Tozer Centre in Addlesden, but that was curtailed 2 or 3 years ago because not a lot of members were able to get along to that. Also, sometimes there are other things for the members to do. There are other groups running as well,
yeah,
and they go along to those instead of coming down to us. But I try and contact other groups to find out what they're doing, when they're doing it. So if I'm going to arrange anything,
so you don't
I don't clash. Yes. Yeah.
I guess you must need quite a high ratio of volunteers to members to make things work properly.
When we go out, we say sort of 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
One volunteer to 5.
Yeah.
But usually what happens is that some of the members will bring a carer along with them.
Yeah.
If the carers feel they need to be there, they will bring a carer along. And usually they will get into events free of charge. The organisations that we've visited in the past, this year Hollycombe, last year Brooklands Museum we went to, they were very good and let the carers come in free. We've also been to Bird World as well. We did that
down
year
in Farnham.
Farnham, yes, yeah, enjoyed that. I've done boat trips and parties. They seem to like their parties. We have one New Year party. We had one this year at the Eileen Tozer, which was a karaoke. So my husband had prepared a tape for them to sing along to, and they also brought their own favourite tapes, and I was the sort of DJ taking a note of what they were going to sing. That's what I do on my Tuesday nights. I make a note of what they want to sing, and then I pretend to be some famous DJ like Dave Gemitus here, you know, organ, and, you know, we have a sort of playlist, and they do those sort of things as well, or... yeah, that's it. I've done boat trips before now, which we've gone from Runnymede down the Thames down to Bovney Lock and back, and had a meal on board, but there again the members had to pay for that. But we used to try and subsidise if we could, but things now are not the same as they used to be, which is a pity, because our members deserve all the help they can get. They are such lovely, lovely people. They don't expect a lot. And they're just so helpful and kind. I mean, at the end of my evening, I usually stop the activity that we're doing. And then one of my members, he brings his guitar along every week and he sings. And the rest of us clear up. And if we're not clearing up, then the parents or the health carers who come to collect the members, they're helping to clear up as well. And that, I know that's the same at the other groups as well. We have such a good rapport with our carers and any supporters. They love coming, and if we have to cancel an evening for whatever reason, we feel we're letting them down. As I said earlier on, they're such lovely people. They come in and they look forward to their events each week, and it's a night out for them too. And it's a reasonably priced night as well. So say we only charge £3. And that goes towards whatever is needed. Certainly, say each week we have refreshments. Sometimes some of the members donate biscuits and cakes as well, which is lovely.
It does sound wonderful work that you're doing.
Thank you.
If people would like to contact you, either to volunteer to help out or to donate or help in some other way, how's the best way to contact you?
Right, well, we have a website, which is one-to-one, and that's spelled O-N-E-T-O-O-N-E-N-W-S for Northwest Surrey, .org.uk, or you can Google us and we should come up. Or my phone number is 01784-446-279. I've also got a work mobile, 077-482-02671.
Great. Thank you very much, Monica. It's been great to meet you.
Thank you very much indeed for your time. Thank you.
My pleasure. Brooklyn's Radio.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.